that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have in store. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life sometimes rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money.
Lots of money and things. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stattmiller. Do we have our vaunted? We do. Do we have
Hello.
James?
Hey, it's James. How you doing?
Well, your DSL didn't cut out.
Well, that's good. I've been screaming all morning and yesterday trying to get this thing settled, but it seems like it's working okay. And today is special. I'm like, I can't miss today after yesterday's episode. You wait till you hear this. For everybody out there that's having banking issues, credit card issues, have I got a story for you. You're just not going to believe it.
Okay, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay, so I'm coming back. Yesterday I was in the Valley, and this particular guest has agreed to come on this show. I didn't even call him yet. He came to me because, weeks ago, because I told him what I was doing. But this is an Emmy Award winning actor, great guy. I've known him for quite some time, and calls me up on the cell phone. He goes, James, listen, I got a bit of a problem. I've been trying to refi my house, and the whole thing's gotten completely, totally screwed up because of Chase Manhattan Bank. And I said, okay, what did they do to you? Because I know it's not his fault, because I know this guy. Mm-hmm. So he had a long history with Chase Manhattan. He was paying on them, did everything correctly. So he voluntarily closed the account after he paid it off, like a good slave, and pays it off, close it, business is done. Then I guess his sister wrote a check on the account accidentally, and the account's already closed, and they, instead of not accepting the check and returning it, they decided to run the check, bounce the check, add interest, and then add a membership fee on top of the credit card, and then ruin his credit report while he's trying to refi his house. And so without the bank investigating it properly, like they would, after they've had a relationship with this guy for years, instead of saying, hey, thanks a lot, I mean, he actually paid them off. Hi, thank you very much. We're done now. Goodbye. And this particular thing happened. And instead of investigating, which is what they're required to do with the Fair Credit Billing Act, they now have put this guy's his whole issue with his house, with other finances, everything is now up in the air because of this one incident that didn't even get investigated. So, of course, he's asked me to go over to his home and then prepare to do the full frontal assault with the FTC, the Attorney General, and the bank, and the whole thing. So for everybody that's out there, this is everybody's problem. So this is a guy that has money already, does very well, was trying to do the right thing, decided to pay off the account, pays off the account, and gets reprimanded and screwed for it on all, not only by the credit card company, but now he's got to deal with the credit bureaus and clean up that mess. Not with one credit bureau, but all three, because they all act like they don't know each other. So this guy was completely irate on the phone with me and really, really pissed. And so he has said, fine, I'd be happy to come on the show to talk about this. He knows what I'm doing. He knows about the movies. So hopefully this is just an example for everybody now.
What's the guy's name?
His name is Ian Bailey.
All right. Ian Bailey, another victim in the credit card and money market. Just trying to refi his house. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Cash Flow, James Martinez, John Stattmiller. Short break, right back.
Heart- heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
What is interesting about today's economy and financial market is that most people believe they are normal. That's true. They think interest rates are always supposed to be low, and there should be endless money and credit available, that the Fed will back the economy no matter what, and that we are always to be assured of a soft landing. Well, we have news for professionals and others, and that is not the way it is, and they are all too soon here going to find out that into each life a little rain must fall. By any historical standard, our markets are excessive, and the culmination of 15 years of monetary irrational exuberance, I'll steal Mr. Greenspan in his often repeated statement. It stretches back to 1971, but we chose 1992 because the year the purge of excesses should have been taken on. And we're talking, 15, 16 years ago. The elitist powers and their front man, Sir Alan Greenspan, speaking of the devil, would have none of that and would have papered over money and credit by expanding them even further. I find it interesting here, James, that Greenspan is blaming everybody else except what he did with the economy. The dot-com bubble burst on his watch before he handed the reins over to the Fed, to Bernanke. He did it again, and that was low interest, and he helped create the housing mess that we're seeing today. And not just a housing mess, folks. I mean, let's be clear about this. You keep getting drilled into your brain It's the subprime mortgages, they keep repeating it, and that's what gets stuck in your cranium. But it's just not that. It's derivatives, junk bonds, hedge funds, everything. Trillions of dollars out there floating around that's got no backing, and nobody knows what to do about it. Now, the rigs like derivatives, structured products and finance, unregulated, are absolutely out of control. We've had one long period of monetary disorder that few have been aware of. Now, we have had two major bubbles just in the past 10 years alone. The first in the stock market and the second in real estate. And that includes the dot-commers. Liquidity is still being created profusely by 18 of 20 major central banks, and simultaneously we have a credit crunch among banks due to the fraud in the markets that is collateralized debt obligation market. Now, this has all been...
Fraud, everybody.
Yep.
Fraud.
There's the word.
Understand that applies to you, everybody. Yep,
absolutely. Now, this has been accompanied by inflation by over 10% for the last 4 years, over 10% in the U.S. and over 5% in other countries. Now, at the same time, wage increases have been minuscule. In America, the Fed, Wall Street, and the banking elitists do what they want to do. The result has been rising commodity, precious metals, consumer and asset prices. The longer this situation is allowed to persist, the worse the outcome is going to be. In the meantime, the economy becomes distorted in one long economic and financial maladjustment, which causes dramatic imbalance. Speculative liquidity created by the Fed and now by other entities creates a highly credit-dependent and unstable system. Bubbles can only be sustained by more and more money and credit, which is exactly what's going on right now. Just because you can't refi your house, just because you can't go out there and get a loan, this is not geared, Mr. Bernanke's efforts are not geared to you, as the vaunted taxpayer and or consumer, the way they like to keep referring to you as. Folks, you're just pledged against the debt, and you're pledged about how much you can crank out in your little rat maze, your little rat wheel, and you're looked at as just a producer and a consumer. You produce labor to produce profit for somebody, and of course you're expected to be a good consumer with durable goods and all that other stuff. Well, that ain't happening.
Now, right. It feels like you're living the dream, though, while it's going on, because people right now are pretty much socially conditioned to think it's okay to have $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in debt, and they don't feel like anything's going on because they only feel it when the bill comes in, they pay the minimum, and then, boom, they're back to the game and spending more again.
And that is, and if you think that is a misstatement by my wonderful co-host here, you are dead wrong. Think about gas prices. Now, I remember back during the 70s, the phony Arab oil embargo. Folks, again, it wasn't supply that was the problem. We had a lot of greed going on. There were tankers that were left sitting out in the Gulf with oil to be processed inside the United States. It was artificially done. Jacked the prices up. You were told you had to wait in line to pay excessive prices for gasoline. What's the difference between then and now? Well, now you don't have to wait. You can pull right up and empty your pockets out while you fill up your tank. And nobody is challenging it. Do you remember, James, back in the 70s? I mean, out in California, I remember seeing the film clips. These people, man, they were ready to run each other over.
Yeah, I was actually living in Europe at that point. And I remember seeing about that over there, actually.
But think about it. Are they complacent about it now? Have they accepted $2.75, $3 a gallon of gasoline? They're not. They don't even have looks of disgust on their face. I was talking to a woman last night. It was filling up. She had a pickup truck. I pulled up on the old Harley. It's a small tank, folks. It cost me $8.50 to fill that little tank up. And I looked over at this woman, and I said to her, how much does it take to fill up your tank? She said normally $60, but if it's bone dry, $70.
Now is that super unleaded or
No, this is the cheapest stuff you can buy.
And how much? She said $70.
$70 if she's bone dry, $60. You know, most people leave. You know, like anybody else. You know, you get the little warning light at about a quarter of an eighth of a tank or two and eighth of a tank. But most people will pull in and refill when they've got an eighth of a tank or maybe a little bit more. So you really don't get the entire shock. it's a little bit minus a total fill-up. But there was a $10 difference. And I looked at her and I said, aren't you disgusted? She just rolled
well,
her.
What would be interesting to me, you're talking about this, is if everybody was required to pay cash for their gas instead of having the machine set up at the gas tank where they go stick the thing in and put your number in and take the receipt and feel nothing.
What do you
if they
want?
They're forced to pay cash. I guarantee you that everybody would be throwing fits and going crazy about it.
Well, absolutely. And more importantly, along with that, if they're paying cash for it, you're right. It's really going to sink in because we have been conditioned psychologically.
Yep,
we just
totally.
Pull out that piece of plastic. Now, we know that it represents a purchase. We know we're going to have to pay for it eventually, but it isn't like laying out cash. My wife took
exactly.
my wife.
Exactly right. Most people, when I see them at the pump anywhere around L.A., it's the debit card or the credit card. One of the two is going in there. I don't see cash much unless they're going to go up and buy some junk food in the store.
Well, not only that.
That's about it.
Yeah. That requires a trip into the Stop and Rob as well. You know, if you pay cash. But the psychological conditioning behind this, my wife told me, she said, don't use your debit card. And I said, but honey, I go to the gas station and I have to spend $35, $40 to fill up. But she says, don't do that. Use cash. And I have taken, and it's funny you should mention this. What, do you got a bug in my office? Because we were just talking about this. I have a totally different point of view now. You know, it used to be major purchases were a lot more than just filling up your tank in your car or your truck. To me, paying $40, that's a major purchase for me. And when I've got to take that cash out of my pocket, and you're exactly right, you stand there and you look at that and you go, my God. But still, even on a debit card, I mean, there's no credit thing involved there. You know, there's no interest or anything. That's your money sitting in a bank. You just use a little card, you know, to do your purchases. But even still, using that plastic, you don't get that impact of pulling out a wad of cash and plunking it down on a counter, paying for something. My God, I remember when I was a kid growing up, and when I say a kid, I was in my 20s. I didn't get done growing up till well into my 30s, but I used to remember gas wars going on. You could buy a gallon of gas for 10 cents. Now,
wow,
folks,
God.
Yeah, remember those days?
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely insane, but you're exactly right. The psychological aspect of this is that the credit is flowing, and, you know, that's just the way things work, and I'll accept, you know, 15, 20 grand. You know, I really should pay down my credit card or get rid of the debt. Oh, my goodness, it's up to 25. Well, you know, I've got some deals coming. I should get a bonus from the company.
Right.
You know, it looks like my job
all
is going to be okay.
All that stuff's going to come through, and I'll be able to pay it off and all that. Yeah, it all works out.
And you're not dealing with the realities. You're dealing with the illusion. You're dealing with the mercantile illusion that they have given you to work with. And it really
doesn't all of you, everybody that's on this, that listen to this, I dare you. Just take a week out. And I don't know how much everybody fills up, but just decide, okay, for when I go to the gas station, I'm going to pay for cash and just see how that feels. Ask yourself how that feels when you fill up. Then think about what we're talking about now, because most people, that's safe enough for people to do that little experiment and they don't have to take any major risks. Yeah. But then people doing that will indicate, you know, a whole different feeling psychologically, and also what they're spending, and also, hey, I can't put it on the credit card because I'm putting it on cash. It's so convenient because all the credit card companies want you to go in. They don't want to see any cash. You go in there, you swipe your card, put it in there, put your receipt in there, forget about it. That's what they want. They want you to go down.
That's exactly right. I am – things have changed so much. How we view things, how we conduct ourselves. It has been a subtle change, but it's been dramatic. It didn't happen overnight. I'm sure if somebody would have came up to you and said, hey, you know, don't pay for that gasoline with cash. 10 years ago, people would have looked at you and said, you nuts? What do you want me to do, steal it? No, just get out your credit card. See, you don't even have to run in. Now that you got to stand at the pump and pump it yourself, you don't even have to walk into the store. You're in,
or we'll
out.
Give you a credit card. We issue credit cards at gas stations. Do all the time.
You got it. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. We'll take calls after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I was just accosted in the studios here of Republic Broadcasting Network by my wife.
Tell her I said hi.
By the way, she had a Remembrance Day yesterday. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't even want to guess. What?
Well, no, it's nothing bad. And again, it's psychologically okay. How we look at things. Every year, we commemorate our birth, and we call it a birthday.
Well, tell her I said happy birthday, happy re-birthday. May she be given more wisdom and have happier days every day ahead of her.
If she was that smart, she would have never hooked up with me.
She's real smart. She's very smart. You have the guts to stand up and say what's really going on.
And she went...
95% of people will not do that.
I'll tell you what, I transformed her life. I think that is a massive understatement. But at any rate, Remembrance Day, you're only birthed once. Your mama only had you one time. So we call this thing every year a commemorative thing that you have a birthday. No, it's a Remembrance Day. I'm going to start a card company. I'm going to beat the snot out of Hallmark out there. And we're going to have Remembrance Day cards. Because that's what it is. You're remembering the day on which you were born, your birthday. I mean, I just had my Remembrance Day back in June, the 54th commemoration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you laughing? My producer's in here laughing at me. Don't worry. As I am now, you will be.
We're all going there, man. We're all going there.
As I am now, you will be. So what are you laughing about?
Right, exactly.
Hey, back to some financial stuff here, but let's go to the phones first. Let me be fair about this. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How's it going?
Hi.
First, hey, yeah, I had my Remembrance Day here back on the 30th.
Don't you like the sound of that better? Isn't that cool? A Remembrance Day.
Okay, getting to the gas where they weren't pumping it out and stuff like that back in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
I had worked with somebody that had worked on the on distribution and stuff like that, and he told me that they had trucks and trucks of gas that were basically just sitting around getting stale, you know, while everybody was waiting in line. So that does go to show that, you know, they did hold it back. I mean, he told me this way back in like 95. I got an admonishment for you. I'm not sure if it was this show or if it's the Intel report, but yesterday you made a statement, and your guest did too, that you do not believe that secession would be a good thing. I have to disagree with you big time. I think it's a good bargaining chip for one thing. You know, it makes other people wake up to see, you know, that somebody's actually got some balls out there to, you know, go through with it and show that, you know, this country has drifted away from its past. Maybe, you know, produce another show, you know, say to be or not to be, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you understand my reasonings for that.
No, I don't really.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my 3.5 minute spiel on it. And that is that by seceding, rather than taking the responsibility of taking over our own state politically, and I'm not talking about Democrat, Republican, or Independent here. I'm talking on the basis of the Constitution. If we cannot get our governor to see exactly what the Fed has gotten us into, then what we need to do is replace that governor, or if it's serious enough, to recall him. How I'm looking at the secession deal is that somebody piddled in the pool. And, well, you're just going to move next door to the neighbor's pool because that one got fouled. And as I see this, this is instead of attacking the problem, it is a way of trying to remove yourself or running away from it. Now you may, in essence, be correct, Don, when you say that, well, it'll draw some attention. It's getting attention. But whether that's going to be possible at all, I don't think the FedGov is going to allow the other little nation states out here to get up and just fly the coop. That's not going to happen. So, I mean, when I say that secession is a bad idea, it wasn't a bad idea back in the 1860s because what was happening? An encroaching, centralized government wanted more control, more power. And that's exactly what they got after the war through Reconstruction.
And feudalism.
Yeah, and feudalism and the 14th Amendment and all that other stuff that came along with it. But as I see it, because we are separate nation states in a confederation, it is our duty and our obligation to clean up our backyard before we go attack that cesspool in the District of Criminals. It's only 11 square miles. A lot of money, a lot of power up there. But we've got the majority of the ground, we've got the majority of the people, and we've got the majority of the word. So it behooves us to take care of our own political system in our own backyard before we attack these clowns in Washington, D.C.
Okay, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Your theme music that you used to start your show on, the Intel report and stuff like that, originally, could you at least put that in your next, you know, when you have your show on today? I can't remember what it sounded like, and it sort of bring back a little bit of, you know, nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to the days where men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. I understand.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks, Don. Cash flow. James and I will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Mentioned secession meeting kicked off in Tennessee yesterday, which are considering whether there could be a peaceful secession of states from the Union. Mm-hmm. And according to Urban Survival, apparently some folks in Vermont, not to mention the League of the South, would like to see if such a change could be accomplished peacefully. While the Constitution doesn't prohibit the states from leaving, one has only to look at the Civil War to remember the cost was one group of states and in their attempt at doing so. Now, here in the South, the version of the Civil War, I've heard cast the Civil War as one about slavery in some regards, but it was more broadly about states' rights and the powers of the central government to impose its will, taxes, rules, and values on the states. Now, in most of the North, the version of the Civil War I heard was it was virtually all about slavery. Well, these are the people that take history and flush it down the Orwellian memory hole, kind of like the toilet flush at home, folks. Just but no, the revisionist historians, they seem to forget that the war between the states, the aggression of the North, if you will, was about states' rights. It was trumped up to sell it to people in the North that it was about slavery, these evil people. Let me tell you something, folks. Slavery would have died its own death because we were get, we were still in, kind of in that agrarian stage. We have not fired up heavy industry. We didn't make widgets the way we do now. We didn't have assembly lines and all that other stuff. Suffice it to say, when the Industrial Revolution took place, having slaves was an extremely poor way to do business. I mean, why do you want to have people out there picking cotton when machinery can do it? And instead of having a slave on your John Deere tractor out there, you got a guy that you pay to go out there and pick cotton and make you money. Now, he goes on to say, do I think the strong central government is going to let any state peacefully exit, citing differences of opinion on tax, war, money, and other key issues? Not hardly. Nevertheless, it's making news, and certainly part of the rising rebellion revolution we've been looking for because of the linguistics forecast. Now, one speaker in the video made the point that people in Georgia are more interested in protecting our borders and outsourcing jobs than the federal government is. Now, I want to go to this video, and it's from Channel 12 News, WDEF. And I'll fire that thing here up in a second. Here it comes.
Spectrum meet in downtown Chattanooga tonight to discuss the one thing they agree on, seceding from the Union. It is the second North American secessionist convention. They say the federal government is destroying states' rights and personal freedoms, and it's time for that to stop. Details in our top level story.
By definition, to secede is to withdraw formally from membership in an organization, association, or alliance.
Welcome to the continuance of the secessionist movement in North America.
The Second North American Secessionist Convention says that's a fundamental right, and it's as American as apple pie.
In 1776, the 13 American colonies seceded from the British Empire, and if they hadn't done that, then there would be no country today.
10 different groups from across the U.S. are part of this convention. Hill says the idea of secession draws people from all political, ethnic, and economic backgrounds. He says it's the ultimate weapon against tyranny, and not having the freedom to secede basically amounts to slavery. Secessionists say it's not about a divided America, it's about restoring states' rights.
What is and what constitutes free speech in the local community in the way of pornography what happens in local schools, those certainly should be determined at the local and at the state levels. Tenth Amendment reserves those powers to the states and the people. However, the federal courts haven't seen it that way.
Even a former Republican candidate for governor in Georgia believes in secession. Ray McBerry says an independent Georgia would be safer and stronger.
Georgians care much more about the protection of our borders than most of the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. do. We also care much more about the loss of jobs in Georgia to foreign outsourcing.
Hill says secession may not be viable for the immediate future, but he says for those who are looking for something better, it might be the right choice.
People are looking for solutions. They don't want to continue riding on a ship that has big holes in the sides and is going down under the waves.
The convention ends tomorrow, but it is not open to the general public. However, the annual League of the South convention is Friday and Saturday at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Many of the same ideas will be discussed, and the public is welcome.
All right, Channel 12 News,
welcome.
WDEF.
Don't you think the public should always be welcome?
Well, yeah, well, this is kind of a closed strategy meeting. You know, they're just now starting to form up. They've got 10 different states are in on this deal, and they're just there to strategize and how to approach this. And if you listen to the body of this report, I am shocked. It was actually a fair and balanced report, and this is a CBS affiliate, not Fox, by the way. But the essence of what they were talking about was actually reported correctly. And they didn't soundbite the responses. They didn't, you know. I mean, this is a real deal, and all the reasons are cited. You know, the Fed has spent us into a $100 trillion hole. Now, when the Fed does that affect the people in Georgia? Well, you bet your bottom bucket does. It affects everybody and everything. The Fed decided to go out there and turn the country's economy over to a monopoly. The international banksters, does that not affect people in Georgia? Sure it does. Home loans, car loans, interest rates, everything. It affects everything.
It's right at your front door, everybody. Don't think when you're watching the TV that that's not affecting your life. When your bills come in every day and you go to the gas pump, it's right at your front door.
It is. And these people are dead serious about this. And Don, I appreciate your call. I was looking at this story, and I just dialed up. I just did this on the fly. I just dialed up that piece from WDEF. But these people are serious. And if you hear what they're talking about, they're tired of illegals in their states. They're tired of this. There's not any states in this union that are operating right now without a balanced budget. Michigan just went through it. Granholm just pulled a rabbit out of her hat. She had to increase taxes. But at least the states are paying their bills. The FedGov is not doing so. And they are burying us in a massive hole of debt.
But
I got news for you.
If you don't pay your bills, you're going to be reprimanded, and you're going to pay for it, and your life's going to be totally inconvenient, and you're going to be made to look like a complete, total criminal. That's what the consumers get.
Tell you what, I'm going to reconnect with you. I'm starting to get a little scrunch on your Skype there.
So Okay.
Just hang on a second. We'll reconnect here. Don, in Ohio, I understand what you're saying about the secession. But I don't see that as a move to strengthen the states. What I see is a way to weaken it, especially since we are under the umbrella, and this sounds like a contradiction in terms, but we are under the umbrella of this confederation. And until we straighten out and smack the people down in Washington, D.C., to stop doing the things that they're doing, let's put a moratorium on any spending whatsoever. I mean, my gosh, I'll give you an example here.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's stupendous. Yeah, it's amazing. If you don't pay your cable bill or you don't make your car payment or whatever, James, what do?
Oh, first they charge you interest, late payments, fees. Then their next month they may charge you more or refinance your entire car payment. Then after that you're going to get damaged on one, if not all, your credit reports for whatever it is that you've done. That's just the beginning.
Well, and try not making your mortgage payment.
Oh, then it really go down. It's like when we make a mistake, it's the end of the universe. When they make a mistake, nothing happens.
That's why
when I see like Greenspan on Jon Stewart's show, I'm like, why is everybody so afraid to talk to this guy? They invite him on the show, and they don't even ask him what the hell's really going on.
I know.
That I don't understand. I was like trying to get a hold of their producers. I'm like, why can nobody look this guy in the face and say, what in the world are you doing?
Well, that's like Bill Maher had, I forget her name. She's one of the most attractive women that are the front people for Wall Street. She's on CNBC. I'll think of it.
Oh, I know she is. Yeah. She's been on Oprah and all that.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Not Susie Orman.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, there's another one.
But at any rate, she was on Bill Maher, and he asked some specific questions. He said, hey, I'm looking at this, and this seems like a big mystery to me. He says, I flunked economics, and he says, but I get this overriding fear. He says, something's really, really wrong here. Something's gone really astray. And she did her best to cover this stuff up and put a happy face on. There were a few grains of truth in there. But you're right. Anybody that has the opportunity, based with fact, to go after these people and to shoot down this smiley face happy crap that they've been shoveling at us. I mean, we're up to our eyeballs in it, folks, and it smells really bad.
I guarantee you, usually when any big guests come on talk shows like that, it's all rehearsed beforehand, all the late night shows, some of the cable shows. It's never spontaneous.
Yeah.
So agents, managers, and publicists, before their big clients come on these shows, they're, what are we going to talk about? What are you going to ask? What are you going to promote? And how long is the segment? So I'm pretty much sure that before she even came on, she was probably preempted, and she wants her paycheck. And if she said something remotely truthful about what's going on, not only, she probably could threaten her job. It would threaten all the things she's going through, whatever she's promoting or why she was on that show. It's like everybody's afraid of saying what's really going on. It's total denial.
Yeah, and you're right. They are scripted. And I'm sure that if Mr. Greenspan, Sir Alan, if he to go on to Jon Stewart's show, and it was just going to be an open forum, and John's just going to ask you a few questions, they want to know what those questions are.
Absolutely.
So not only can they eliminate the questions or dance around them, they can have the prepared text ready to roll out to make it look like a seamless, just off-the-cuff interview. And that's not how
I'm laughing because this guy's out promoting his book, right? Yeah. He's on the cover of Newsweek, and he's doing a big, you know, promotional thing. And he's like, this is the guy, everybody, that is – this is part of the reason why the debt and issues that you're dealing with, this is the guy. This is the responsible party, yeah. One of them.
Well, one of them. I mean, look, if you go to the crime syndicate, they got a boss. If you deal with Guido right. out on the street corner with a loan shark and
right.
you make a deal, you know what the terms of that contract or that deal is. And if you hedge about paying, well, they don't come and kill you. They come and maim body parts because they know doggone right well they don't want to kill the golden goose that's laying the egg. So
right.
we're just
they want you to work for them.
That's right. They're just going to clip a few of your feathers and bend you up a little bit. But they want you alive so you can pay that debt back. With Greenspan, you know, this guy comes up in Congress several years ago and makes the statement in front of Congress about irrational exuberance. But here he is, knowing where this country is going.
Irrational exuberance?
Irrational?
Is that a direct quote? Is that what he said?
That's a direct quote. Irrational exuberance. But Mr. Head of the Fed, and we're dealing with another crime syndicate here, folks. Okay, look at it this way. Here's Guido. He's the boss. You know, you deal with one of his member banks because he's the guy that's setting up the standards and everything else. But you're not dealing with Alan. When you make a loan for a home, you don't call up Alan, call an office, and Alan Greenspan answers the phone. No, you talk to a bank or a bank representative or a loan officer or whatever the case may be. But you're still dealing with that crime syndicate. Same thing. And it's amazing. I mean, Ron Paul hammers on the Fed, on the IRS, and all these other things.
Thank God.
Well, this guy, though, you know what they just did to him?
Oh, God, what did they do now?
Well, first of all, the good news is Paul has raised about $5 million and put it in his war chest. He's going to increase his staff. He's going to start pre-positioning for advertising and getting the word out. He's raised most of his funds through the Internet. And, and the result of this guy, it is extremely positive. I mean, so much so that the story that hit in the Wall Street Journal, they buried him on A6, but at least he was in the first section of the newspaper. They say that Representative Ron Paul disclosed that more than $5 million in the third quarter alone, fundraising for his insurgent Republican presidential bid. The only Republican in the field so far to report increased donations. Now, while the Texas lawmaker remains a second-tier candidate, you see how they always minimize him, Mitt Romney has raised $60 million. I don't know how much Giuliani has in his war chest. But the grassroots campaign, it continues to build steam. And they say in the story, thanks to thousands of small donors over the Internet. Now, campaign spokesman, and I've talked to Jesse Benton many times, estimates as much as 80% of the campaign's donations are received online. In the final week of the third quarter, Mr. Ron Paul, a licensed obstetrician, a doctor, folks, not a lawyer, a person that births babies, doesn't kill them, I like it, raised $1.2 million in Internet donations alone, the $5 million haul more than double his $2.5 million showing in the second quarter. The funds will allow him to increase staff from 44 to 50 aides and to conduct his first major media buy heading into the crucial early primaries. Now, the campaign has set a goal of $12 million for the fourth quarter, and his fundraising success are signs of a fluid Republican presidential race. His $5 million is half of the approximate $10 million that Giuliani and Romney each are expected to report, although neither candidate has officially released numbers. Fred Thompson... Gosh, what a joke this guy is. Fred Thompson is expected to report about $8 million. Now, it's interesting.
Already?
Yeah.
He came out of nowhere, and now he's got $8
million. Well, yeah, but, you know, he's an actor, and, you know.
Right. No, I get it.
And anybody saw The Hunt for Red October, you know, I mean, guy was good at it and all that stuff. But, you know, what they're doing is still minimizing this guy. if they were paying attention to him and quit calling him a second tier and put him up in that vaunted first tier level with what this guy has to say, and if they would give him time to talk and ask him the correct questions during these debates, I guarantee you this guy is going to jump from the internet and he's going to jump into mainstream. The message, by the way, even this newspaper admits that he's got a message that resonates with people right now. Other Republicans have lost their way. They are not conservatives, and they support an unpopular war. There are many issues that Ron Paul can and will talk about if he is allowed to. If that happens...
If he's allowed to.
God,
he should be allowed to. It shouldn't be a question of whether will he be allowed to. It's crazy to me that, I don't know if we can put him on mainstream or not.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if we can have a politician out there actually telling the American people the truth. Gosh,
exactly.
Let's think about that for a minute. All right, we'll take the break. One more thing about Ron Paul when we get back here. They shorted his registration time. This is a good one. They're trying everything to try to kill this guy because he doesn't like the Fed or the IRS. We'll be right back. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Republican powers that do not want Ron Paul to make it into the primary. So what are they doing? They're changing the rules quietly and in some cases not telling us what the new rules truly are. When they're putting a deadline on October 12th to change your registration to Republican in order to vote for him in the primary, which is something I never understood. You should have a voter's registration card, and it doesn't matter how you're registered. You should only be registered as a voter, period. Not registered as an independent, a Democrat, a Republican, or whatever. But that just makes too much sense. We need to act fast on this. We need to get people to voter registration, to change your registration to Republican. Now, we need an attorney to file a lawsuit on behalf of Ron Paul supporters in those states that have changed the rules with no notice. I believe it is illegal to do so, and what they've done. Thank goodness we have good people in Colorado. Those of us in Colorado need to do whatever we can to help those who are disenfranchised by this action. And, folks, I'm telling you what. They are doing everything they can to keep this guy out, because here is a man. I saw a clip, and it reminded me. He says, I'm the champion of the Constitution. You know, forget the politics. People are so caught up in their Hollyweird, Madison Avenue, you know, dream out there.
Exactly.
when it comes time for election for anything, they just sit there and pay attention to the best coiffure, to the best guy, the glibest one with the, you know.
Or go shopping.
Or go shopping. There you go. But Ron Paul, I mean, Ron Paul's not a beauty queen. I mean, the guy is, what, 70, 71 years old? He's been on the Hill. He's on financial committees up there. He knows what's going on. And these people are trying everything desperately to try to put him in the dirt. And it's still, his popularity is still building. It's amazing. Hey, look, James, we talked very little about credit card debt today. Cash flow, we don't want to bore you out there. And we could bring up hundreds of people, folks. I mean, that we could do that for an hour a day, 5 days a week, you know, 22 times a month. Easy. You know, to let people tell you their stories. And we might do that in the future. But we have not spent a whole lot of time this hour talking about credit card debt. We've been just dancing around the periphery here. But we're still waiting for you to make that decision, folks, to take control of your financial, your lives out there, because what we're literally talking about is your life. It belongs to you.
Yeah, nobody's going to do it for you.
Yeah.
Nobody will do it for you. You have to assert yourself onto the situation. Again, you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Just to let everybody know, I do not, because I've gotten some inquiries about this, I do not deal with mortgages. I know people who have. I do not have anything to do with that, because it's too difficult for the general public to deal with. But I will tell the truth and say some people have dealt with that and beaten the bank. And, of course, those cases were sealed in many states. And, of course, there were gag orders put on the people that were plaintiffs. But that's that. And I don't have the court dockets and all that other stuff. But if you're dealing with credit cards and you want to eliminate the credit card debt legally and or settle it, please contact me, and I'd be happy to consult with you and give you some options that may help you.
Do yourself a favor, folks, pull out your credit card bill right now. Take a look at it. Deduct 70% off of that amount on that card if you just want to get the debt down. And make that call today, 877-331-0626. Why would you not want to save your money that's getting thinner and thinner every single day? That'll do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with another edition here of Cash Flow with my wonderful co-host, James Martinez, out there on the left coast. I'm John Stadtmiller here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, everybody.
See ya.
Bye-bye.